Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
Hey, it's Rhett Matthew from the Cannon Fire Podcast, and I want to tell you about a great new sponsor. I tell you this, man, I love betting my friends, all things sports. I'll bet them on anything. Different games, player props, all of that is what the Cut app allows me to do. Cut, K-U-T-T, is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's legal in 40-plus U.S. states. Cut has customizable odds, tracking capabilities, and an entire social network with group chats, user profiles, and rewards. All payments accepted, no need for Venmo. So what are we going to be betting on this week? NBA basketball is in full swing after the All-Star break. NHL has been making us a lot of money. Use our promo code BELEAVEBUCKS, B-L-E-A-V, BUCKS, B-U-C-S, for a 10% welcome deposit bonus. Don't forget that promo code BELEAVEBUCKS, B-L-E-A-V, B-U-C-S. Cut, put your money where your mouth is.
I want to hear cannons. Outfield, pop, ball at the five, touchdown Tampa Bay. Mike Evans does it again. Fire the cannons, Bucks.
It's first and goal.
Down, 18, dropping Gannon, looking Gannon, looking Gannon, goes up with it,
and it's intercepted, at the 30, Derrick Brooks 30, Brooks to the 29, 20, Derrick Brooks all the way, there it is, the dagger's in, we're going to win the Super Bowl,
and there the cannons go, fire them, keep on firing them.
Hello and welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to an emergency edition of the Cannon Fire Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Rhett Matthew. Riding solo today, no Evan Wanish, but we have got a huge day of breaking news to recap from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So we're going to go in order here, I think, of things that we didn't exactly expect to happen and things that we may have told you about before. I can tell you first and foremost, the biggest breaking news of the day is a trade between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Detroit Lions. Jenna Lane from ESPN has the story here. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have traded starting cornerback Carlton Davis to the Detroit Lions, sources told ESPN on Monday. The Bucs will receive a third-round draft pick in 2024, and the Lions will receive a sixth-round draft pick in 2024 and a sixth-round pick in 2025. Carlton Davis was 28 years old, set to count $14.35 million against the cap in 2024 for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The final year of his contract, the Bucs had three void years on the deal through 2027. He had missed 16 games over the last 3 years because of injury, and the emergence of Zion McCollum in 2023 allowed for the Bucs to unload Davis' salary and save $6.3 million of cap space. Now, this is a move that, honestly, back on the mock offseason show, Evan Wanish had talked about the possibility of the Bucs trading either Carlton Davis or Jamel Dean. Now, in his mock offseason, he didn't touch the cornerback position, but we've said on the show before that this could be a very real possibility, and now the Tampa Bay Buccaneers looking for some extra draft capital. They move on from Carlton Davis. They get a little bit of a cap break, and they get an extra third-round pick in the process, which, again, a third-round pick, I think, for Carlton Davis, some people might be questioning the value, but in my humble opinion, I think the Bucs may have been lucky to get a third-round pick for Carlton Davis. We also know that Jason Light has usually been money in those rounds. But, you know, the Bucs nab an extra third-round pick for this year's draft, and they move on from Carlton Davis. So a lot of pressure going to be on Zion McCollum for 2024. It'll be interesting to see just how shaken up that Buccaneers secondary gets. We were talking about the Bucs still needing to address a need with strong safety. I still think there's going to be plenty of moves made in the secondary between now and the beginning of the season, but it's going to be interesting for sure to see how the rest of this ends up shaking out. Going back to Carlton Davis, Davis registered 9 interceptions with a career high of 4 in 2020, 3 forced fumbles, and 4 fumble recoveries in 6 seasons with Tampa Bay. In 12 games last season, David recorded 52 combined tackles, 40 solo tackles, 2 interceptions, and 9 pass breakups. The Bucs were just awarded a 6th-round compensatory draft pick, number 220 last week, which helped facilitate the move. So that's one of the moves the Bucs, or I'm sorry, that's one of the picks the Bucs gave up to Detroit in order to offload Carlton Davis. The Bucs also, here's some more news. Let's go over to some more headlines from today. This one courtesy of Joe Bucs fan. To the surprise of no one, wide receiver Russell Gage is a former Bucs wide receiver. Greg Allman of Fox News broke the news. Gage was acquired with a fat free agent contract before the 2022 season to replace Hall of Fame head case and insanely talented Antonio Brown. Instead, he reminded folks more of Hurt Emmanuel than Brown sans Brown's antics. God, I hate the way Joe Bucs fans write their story. Gage wasn't bad when he made it on the field healthy. His problem was staying on the field. Gage blew out a hamstring in OTAs in 2022 and never fully recovered. Last year in training camp, Gage told Joe that he was never 100% healthy after suffering the hamstring from hell, and he was beyond frustrated because he was almost always happy when he played for the Dixie Chicks, in reference to Atlanta. Again, not a big fan of how they write their stories. That's kind of confusing to read, but let me give you some more context on that. Bucs receiver Russell Gage is now a free agent. When the team reworked his deal last season, it included an option for 2024, and the team declined to pick it up. So the Bucs will shed what would have been $10 million in salary, and they take on about $6.9 million in dead money from old restructure. So they ultimately free up right around $3 million in cap space with this move, moving on from Russell Gage. And Russell Gage, honestly, I was a big fan of this guy when he first came to Tampa. I was a big fan of him in Atlanta. I think headed into that 2022 season, we were talking about value and kind of finding some unsung heroes on both sides of the ball with some of the free agent signings the Bucs had made that year. You know, Keanu Neal was another one of those guys that I was expecting to be a little bit better than most people had hoped, but injuries just could not keep Russell Gage on the field. Had a couple of touchdowns during his time as a Tampa Bay Buccaneer, but I don't think he ever really found his footing in what was supposed to be a pretty good wide receiver three for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And getting yourself out of that contract too, I think is going to be huge, because you paid a guy $10 million a year for 3 years to ride the bench. And again, you cannot predict injuries. It's incredibly unfortunate that it shakes out that way for Russell Gage, but hopefully he will find a new place to land. He'll get back to being the player that he was in Atlanta. And, you know, the Bucs will ultimately find some good value in letting him go. Let's check on the live chat really quickly. Brandon Tampa fan says, should have got at least a second. I know it sounds like the Bucs should have gotten more for Carlton Davis. I was surprised that it was only a third round pick. But again, Carlton struggled last year at times. You know, we had to call him out here on the podcast, missing games. You know, he hasn't played a full season, I don't think. I could be wrong, but I couldn't tell you the last time he played a full season without missing a little bit of time due to injuries. You know, back in 2021, it seemed like every other week the starting secondary was just a different lineup, and they could never really get things dialed in. Carlton Davis was obviously involved in that. We got a couple more stories we're going to get to as well, but quick show today. We do have some time for calls, so you can see the phone number on your screen, 305-224-1968. The meeting ID for this week, 876-6648-3373. All right, I know we're bouncing around to topics, but I want to make sure I lay everything out here at the beginning of the show and get you guys as many details as you need. Here is our other bit of breaking news from today. It was a busy day for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but they were able to shore up another free agent that we talked about on the show just 24 hours ago. That is Chase McLaughlin, the kicker's new three-year deal with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It's a three-year, $12.3 million deal, according to Ian Rappaport, who broke the news earlier today. The Bucs checked another item off their to-do list for the 2024 offseason Monday, agreeing to terms on a new three-year contract extension with kicker Chase McLaughlin just before the start of free agency. It's a three-year deal for McLaughlin worth $12.3 million. The Bucs were plagued by instability in their kicking game for years, investing multiple draft picks and bringing in a long list of veterans to address the issue, but no avail. Then McLaughlin came along, signing a one-year deal last offseason and delivering the best kicking season in Tampa Bay Buccaneers franchise history. This deal gives McLaughlin the security of a long-term deal and also ensures the Bucs will be able to maintain the stability that he brought to their kicking game last season. So more big news. The Bucs able to hang on to a high-value free agent. We've gushed plenty on the podcast about Chase McLaughlin and what he means to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Having a stable kicker and honestly having a guy that addressed a need the way that McLaughlin did, I think, is the biggest takeaway. And that's why I'm such a big fan of the guy. If you've listened to the podcast for an extended period of time, you know how much we loved Ryan Succop. We love our kickers around here. I think they deserve all the glory. But Chase McLaughlin, after the departure of Ryan Succop, he was brought in to address a need. As great as Succop was, the Bucs had to address that range. You know, anytime he was shooting from beyond 45 yards, it was a bit of a gamble. The Bucs needed a little bit more range along with the accuracy. So Chase McLaughlin quite literally came in, did everything Ryan Succop was able to do, and then some. I believe he was 7-for-8 last year on 50-plus yard attempts, which just goes to show he can be consistent, but he can be consistent from a distance. And I think he was one of the most valuable players on the team there down the stretch with some big-time kicks, especially in the postseason. I am very happy that they were able to lock up Chase McLaughlin. Money Mac will be back in Tampa Bay. What free agents do you think the Bucs will bring in? Asks Lucas. I wish we could get our buddy Evan here because he's got more answers than I do. I do think the expectations are now going to shift to Levante David. I know it's kind of a bailout answer, but I do think the Bucs are still going to be focused on bringing back their own guys. And the last one on that list is going to be Levante David at the linebacker position. Outside of that, though, you look around at some other holes on this team. I don't know. We talked about strong safety before. We talked about bringing in another safety, and I still think that's going to be on the table. But how much do they really trust Zion McCollum in 2024? You know, are they going to bring in another corner, another veteran corner, just another guy to throw in that secondary to try and make things a little bit easier on the third-year corner? Zion McCollum had a rough rookie season. He got picked on a little bit last year as well. So it's going to be interesting to see ultimately if he ends up being your cornerback number two, cornerback three, depending on how it all shakes out. But Jamel Dean still very much on this team. And now Jamel Dean going to be taking a step up on the depth chart. Should be your starting cornerback one, if I had to assume. Interior offensive line is another area the Bucs could look to upgrade through free agency. Linebacker, I'm still 50-50 about because we know about KJ Britt, his presence on this roster. And we know that for Levante David, he has said before he wants to keep playing. And he's also said before that it's going to be Tampa or nothing. So I want to assume the Bucs are well on their way to bringing back Levante David. But again, you never know how things are going to shake out. Let's take a look here at the live chat as well. Lee Ayers, I'd like to see Jordan Whitehead back in the Bay. I agree with you. I'm a big fan of Jordan Whitehead. I've always been a big fan of Jordan Whitehead. I was disappointed when the Bucs let him go. And when we were talking the other day on the show about all the cryptic posting he's been doing on social media, posting a bunch of Bucs highlights on his Twitter feed, I think it might be wishful thinking to expect a reunion between those two, only because of what's going on with the safety market right now. And, you know, ultimately with Jordan Whitehead, what kind of price he's going to command. I think if he's a safety asking for $8 to $10 million a year, I don't know if the Bucs are going to have enough to pony up and make it happen. But that is a reunion I would love to see, man. Eddie Nash, what do you think we're going to get for him? He's a third-tier cornerback. I think you were talking about Carlton Davis. The Bucs did receive a third-round draft pick for this season, and they offloaded a couple of sixth rounders, one of them being the compensatory pick at 220 they got just last week. Richard T. on the West Coast says Carlton Davis single-handedly lost the Texans game. I got to tell you, when you think back to that game-winning drive from C.J. Stroud, that Bucs secondary was all over the field, and not in a good way. So I definitely understand your frustration with Carlton Davis, and there's been a lot of people frustrated with Carlton Davis over the years. Like, there's a lot of people who feel this move was overdue. There's a lot of people who feel like Carlton Davis should have never been given a long-term extension in Tampa Bay when he was faced being a free agent just a couple of off-seasons ago. Now, it's tough to find consistency in the secondary in the NFL. And, you know, 2019, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers secondary ranked 32 out of 32 in the NFL. Jamel Dean and Carlton Davis were both a part of that secondary at that time. Now, you didn't have Antoine Winfield Jr. You didn't have Jordan Whitehead. Actually, you may have had Jordan Whitehead in 2019. And I think you may have had Mike Edwards. But I don't think those guys had fully come out of their shell just yet. But I think it's very high risk, high reward. If the Bucs can find some value with another corner, depending on what they do in the draft, maybe these moves change their draft strategy. Again, this is where I wish Evan was available so he could jump in and talk a little more about the draft strategy adjustments after these moves. But I think it's going to be interesting. And I think it's definitely not a sure thing that this secondary is going to pick up where they left off last season. Yeah, they struggled last season. They had their weeks where they struggled. But let's not forget, you know, in context, the Bucs defense was also good at quite a few things last year as well. They were one of the best red zone defenses in the NFL last season. I know it didn't feel like it at times because it was more of a bend but don't break kind of mentality some weeks more than others. But the goal line stops, stopping teams in the red zone. The Bucs were incredibly good at that, and the secondary obviously played a part. Carlton Davis, big physical corner. He's a big body guy who's going to be tough to replace, so it's going to be interesting. Mikey Kelly, part-time Philly Bucs fan. Maybe he'll call in. If you guys feel like calling in, feel free. 305-224-1968 is the number to call. I do not believe we have anybody waiting on hold. No, sir, we do not. That's all right. Not going to be live for too much longer. Just wanted to make sure we got this news back out to you guys. Couldn't wait a full day. You know, this was an active day, probably the most active day of Tampa Bay Buccaneers free agency so far. It's the first official day. Now, I also wanted to address something. The legal tampering period opened up today, but I've heard people say that it's bad to refer to it as the legal tampering period. I don't even think the NFL refers to it as the legal tampering period. I think it is now the open negotiation period. I don't know. We're getting creative here with the terms. But regardless, free agency officially kicked off today, and there were plenty of big time moves. Bradley Lipke says you should trade Evan for missing 16 episodes. I don't know if we'll get a third rounder for Evan though. We need some value. That's the thing. We're holding out for some value. Richard T says he's got class in 25 minutes. I'll hang out for another 10 minutes. Hey, I know you're short on time, but we do appreciate you, Richard T, all the way over there on the West Coast. Levante still putting up crazy numbers, says Brandon, Tampa fan. Yeah, Levante David, I want to believe, is still going to be a focal point of this Buccaneers defense moving forward. We mentioned it already a little bit earlier, but I think he's back. And if he's not back, it's retirement. But he has said, Pewter Report has put out stories, and I think a couple of other outlets have put out the story, that Levante David has basically said it's going to be Tampa or retirement. There's some people on Twitter that think he's going to go to San Francisco for some reason. We know how delusional people get when they think about Buccaneers All-Stars going to play for their team. You look at what happened with Mike Evans. So I think there's going to be some disappointed people regarding Levante David, but I'm pretty sure he's going to be back in Tampa Bay. But that's really the wrap-up that we've got on news today regarding the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Three of the big stories. Figured we would just jump on and do a quick emergency podcast to kind of jam-pack everything into one. Let's see if we can pull up some comments.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
From the Philly Bucks fan himself, Evan Wanish.
And today we have a lot of news to go over. Just sort of a quick rundown. First things first, the Buccaneers have re-signed defensive tackle Greg Gaines to a one-year, $3.5 million deal. Just some depth along the defensive line, especially on that interior there. So Greg Gaines is back with the Buccaneers. In other news, the Buccaneers have declined Russell Gage's team option for 2024. Now, he wasn't originally supposed to have a team option in his original contract. The Buccaneers reworked that deal. In 2023, it ended up being a team option in 2024, which the Buccaneers have now declined, making him a free agent. The Bucs save about $6.5 million in the process. We got that out of the way. The big one. The Buccaneers are trading cornerback Carlton Davis to the Detroit Lions. Carlton Davis, along with a 2024 sixth-round pick and a 2025 sixth-round pick to Detroit for the Lions. Third round draft pick this year. I believe it is supposed to be in the 90s. Number, let's see here, the actual number. It is pick number 92 from the Detroit Lions in exchange for Carlton Davis. There was a chance I thought that this trade could happen. I did think that the Buccaneers were going to be looking for a day two pick, though, in if they wanted to do it. And they got that day two pick. So Davis moves on now. The Buccaneers move on, and the Bucs save about $6.5 million or so in cap space, but also open up a hole now at corner. You have Jamel Dean. You have Zion McCollum there. So Carlton Davis now gone from the equation. Carlton Davis was a good player, injury prone at times, but a pretty good player. And, you know, I think he will be missed, and the Buccaneers, I think, are going to have to figure out a way to replace his production, if you will. So I definitely think there's going to be some interesting thoughts and opinions on this deal, I'm sure. I think the Buccaneers got pretty good value. I was honestly expecting them to get a fifth, maybe a fourth. Carlton Davis does only have 1 year left on his contract. He has an expiring contract this upcoming season. And like I said, he has been inconsistent, but hey, he's a 27-year-old corner. Who's a pretty solid player, and I guess there is a market for him, especially a team like Detroit that needs some corner help. I think Carlton Davis can fit right in there. And for the Buccaneers, it's all about adding another day two pick, right? They're able to add that second day two pick, or technically third day two pick, second third round pick, that I think they probably valued in any sort of deal like that. So you add that, plus you get the cap savings, so that helps them out there as well. But the Buccaneers are moving on from Carlton Davis. And like I said, it opens up a little bit of holes there for sure. But, you know, will they look to the draft? Will they look to sign a potential free agent corner? We could see a lot of potential things there happening with the Buccaneers and with Carlton Davis now being gone from the fold. But what do you guys think of this deal? What do you think of the Greg Gaines thing? What do you think of the Russell Gage thing? I think the Russell Gage thing was obviously expected. Even the Greg Gaines one, you know, okay, kind of expected. But as far as the Carlton Davis trade, you know, it's not a shocker, but it is something that I think surprised a few people, including myself. Because again, but I did think that if the Buccaneers were going to trade Davis, it was only going to be if they got a day two pick back, and they were able to do that. They had to add a few extra late round picks, which is fine to me if you're getting a day two pick. So I pretty fair value for a corner like Carlton Davis. And I'm eager to get your guys' thoughts on this deal. Let me know what you guys think about all those moves. Greg Gaines, Russell Gage, Carlton Davis. Buccaneers have a decent amount of cap space now, and they're still not done. There's still moves, the restructures that they can make to be able, and extensions that they can do, Tristan Wirfs, Anton Winfield Jr., to get those cap numbers down and maybe sign some free agents here. So as the legal tampering period continues on, we'll be updating you all the way until free agency opens on Wednesday.
Back like he never left, Evan Wanish. Let's get his thoughts on the Chase McLaughlin situation as well. Some great coverage here from our buddy Evan. Wanted to make sure he got a chance to chime in, and even if this is the way we got to do it, at least you get to hear his two cents. Here he is on Chase McLaughlin.
And today we're going to be talking about some news that came out of Tampa Bay today, which is the start of the legal tampering period. It happened at 12 noon, but this news came a little bit beforehand. Chase McLaughlin, the Buccaneers kicker from last season, has re-signed with the Buccaneers on a three-year, $12.3 million deal. So the Buccaneers lock up Chase McLaughlin for a pretty long time. And of course, McLaughlin was somebody who the Bucs took a flyer on, and boy, did it pay off big time for the Buccaneers and for McLaughlin himself. I mean, he's earned a raise, and he was so good for the Bucs this past season, whether it be just consistency, whether it be range, whether it be clutch. He was making all types of kicks and was really, really good. I believe, in the regular season, had two missed field goals. Both of those field goals were blocked, actually. So never actually missed a field goal in the regular season, but he did miss one in the postseason, but 4 for 5 in the postseason, 29 for 31 on field goals in the regular season. And he was perfect on all of his extra points. He was 33 for 33 and then 5 for 5 in the postseason as well. So it makes sense. You know, obviously Chase McLaughlin, it's a guy who the Buccaneers needed to bring back, right? I think it felt like that they needed to bring him back, and they need to get a deal done. And honestly, this is a fair deal. This is a fair deal for Chase McLaughlin. It's a little of just a smidge over 4 per season. Now, we don't know what his cap is exactly going to be. It could be that because it is so low, but we don't know exactly as the Buccaneers continue to navigate things. But the news here is basically the Buccaneers have their kicker, not just for next season, but the foreseeable future as well. Hopefully Chase McLaughlin can continue what he started in Tampa Bay. Of course, Ryan Succop was the kicker who he replaced. Succop signed an extension with Tampa Bay quite similar to this one. So McLaughlin has definitely earned it as he continues to kick for the Bucs. And like I said, he hit that big kick in Minnesota against the Vikings week 1, the 57 yards. Hit the big kick against Atlanta in week 15, or it was later in the season, obviously a critical game there. So McLaughlin was not only really consistent for the Buccaneers, he was really clutch. And after the trouble that the Bucs have had with kickers, not including Ryan Succop, of course, Ryan Succop was really good, but before then, right, the carousel of kickers they had, I just couldn't see a way where they were going to let Chase McLaughlin go and take their chances on another kicker being even half as good as Chase McLaughlin was. So they get the deal done, 3 years, $12.3 million, excuse me, just a little bit over $4 million per season. And we'll see what other moves the Buccaneers make. They're not
there. It is. You heard it from the man himself, Evan Wanish, the Philly Bucks fan. Even when he's not here, he's here. So I'm glad we can incorporate him somehow. But a huge day of news for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Let's wrap up this emergency podcast with some NFC South news. Some quarterback news within the division. The Atlanta Falcons have agreed to terms on a 4-year deal worth $180 million with former Vikings quarterback Kirk Cousins. After 6 seasons, Cousins is moving on, and he is going to go play for the Falcons. Cousins' deal includes a $50 million signing bonus and $90 million guaranteed over the next 2 years, with an additional $10 million guaranteed in 26 for a whopping $100 million total dollars in guarantees, per Tom Pelissero. Cousins' move to Atlanta was first announced by his agent, Mike McCartney. Here's my thoughts on this. I know Kirk Cousins is 35 years old, and I know people have very strong opinions about Kirk Cousins one way or the other, but I think he's the real deal. And by real deal, I mean a productive quarterback. And I think he is the most legitimate quarterback they have had in Atlanta since Matt Ryan left. You know, Kirk Cousins is going to bring a new dynamic to the Atlanta Falcons. I think one of the biggest reasons the Bucs were able to beat Atlanta last year, they didn't sweep them, but they beat them once, and one of the biggest reasons they did so was because of Desmond Ridder just sucking at football. Like, that guy was awful. I hate to say it. I hate to get on here and trash him, but, you know, Raheem Morris, new head coach for the Falcons, was throwing strays at Desmond Ridder. That's how bad he was last season. So I think the Falcons have made it clear. You know, we talked about them kind of being a quarterback away from a team ready to play big boy football. And that's the way that I'm looking at it now. I think Atlanta, with the roster that they have now acquiring Kirk Cousins, I'm not saying that they are a Super Bowl contender, but they are much more of a threat to that NFC South division for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers now that they have acquired an actual quarterback in Kirk Cousins. So it's going to be interesting to see how well he can mesh early in the season with them. If they can find a rhythm there during his first season, you know, Kirk, he's not a bad quarterback. And, you know, if the Bucs were to move on from Baker Mayfield, I think a lot of people would have Kirk Cousins at the top of their list. But we know that Baker is back in Tampa Bay, and we know that Kirk Cousins will be in Atlanta for the foreseeable future. But that should just about do it. I think we've covered everything I wanted to today. It's an emergency podcast, so I know we're a little more disheveled than we usually are, but that's the nature of the game, right? You get a big news day like today, and you got to jump on here and try and wrap up as efficiently as you can. So hopefully we didn't lose anything in translation. I appreciate you guys hanging out with us. Willie Beeman, the moderator, says, shout out to the fellas from the Cannon Fire Podcast, the mod squad, and everybody here. Appreciate you, Willie, the moderator, holding it down. Jeremy St. John, thank you, Carlton Davis. Good luck in Detroit. We got a third and gave them Davis and 2 6-round picks. I caught the end of it. I so would have called in. Sorry, man. Be on the lookout for these Cannon Fire Hotline shows. I guess we got to call it the Cut Hotline now. The Cut Sports Betting app, a brand new sponsor of the Cannon Fire Podcast. I'm sure you noticed their shiny logo down there. The new sponsor of the hotline. We'll love to hear from you guys sometime soon, but that's going to do it for today's episode of the Cannon Fire Podcast. Missed it because I was tearing up my salmon. Hopefully you had a great dinner, Willie. Appreciate you making time for us. Thank you to everybody else. Brandon Tampa fan, Corey Enchatigi? I don't want to mispronounce that. I'm sorry I butchered that already. Lee Ayers, Lucas Pettis, Eddie Nash, Richard T over there on the West Coast, Brad Lipke, Neil L, Mikey Kelly, KIF. Thank you guys for hanging out with us tonight. I am your host, Rip Matthew. Signing off from my co-host, Evan Wanish, who couldn't make it. Follow the show on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. All of those are Cannon Fire Podcast. Best place to go for updates on the show. And of course, Tampa Bay Buccaneer news as it happens. Speaking of Bucs news as it happens, you can follow my co-host, Evan, over on Instagram at EvanNFL and check out his written work at BucsNation.com. Last but not least, you can find myself Instagram and Twitter at Redicus, RHETTAKUS. If you follow me, I will follow you back. We'll talk to you guys soon with some more breaking Buccaneer news. I'm your host, Rhett Matthews, signing off from my co-host, Evan Walsh. We'll talk to you in the next one. Until then, and as always, thank you for listening, and go Bucs.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.